USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A federal judge on Thursday ordered the release of a detailed list of properties seized when the FBI raided President Trump's South Florida home. Trump's lawyers agreed to the release. While most Americans enjoyed prosperity under a President Trump administration, low inflation, 401k retirement savings flourished, low gas prices, secure borders, law and order was respected, President Biden changed the direction of America. In a primetime election speech Thursday, he lashed out at Republicans, blaming them for America's woes.
MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence.
USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
Former Marine Corps veteran and police officer Thomas Webster, convicted of assaulting law enforcement during January 6, was sentenced Thursday to 10 years in prison and 3 years of supervised release. He'll be a free man again in 2035. As we head into a Labor Day weekend, one airline is walking the picket line.
Over 1,000 Delta Airlines pilots are picketing in front of major airports across the United States in hopes of advancing contract negotiations. Captain Jason Ambrosi with the Airline Pilots Association International is picketing outside Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, where he talks about the timing of the protests around Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend is about labor. We're organized labor. So timing this going into a holiday weekend where it's busy was essential.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Safe travels to you and yours on this Labor Day weekend. We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whisperer. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Markets paid close attention to a meeting of central bankers and economists in Jackson Hole, Wyoming last week for the simple reason Jerome Powell was speaking. The Federal Reserve's chair comments led to a sharp sell-off in stocks and a rise in Treasury yields. Another consequence was the fall of the Japanese yen this week to a 24-year low of more than 140 yen to the dollar. While the United States is expected to continue to rise interest rates aggressively as we fight this economic recession, the Bank of Japan has now held short-term rates in negative territory for more than 6 years. It's election time in America, and the president, being weighed down in his approval ratings, opted to yell at teleprompters Thursday and tell half of America they are bad people because he said so.
But as I stand here tonight, equality and democracy are under assault. We do ourselves no favor to pretend otherwise. So tonight, I've come to this place where it all began to speak as plainly as I can to the nation. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.